Hello, darling. This is Friday, December the 1st, and here I am recording another tape to you. It's about 10 minutes till 12, if you can believe it, and I'm still up putting around. And I started to write you, and I decided, I think I'll just record Elsa another tape because I can tell you so much better on a tape than I can in a letter what all has happened. I was going to write you last night, but I went out to John and Gail's and spent the night, and Gail and I stayed up till 1 o'clock talking, so I never did have a chance to write you. But I'll tell you about what happened yesterday. I recorded two tapes to you yesterday morning and ran some errands and things just before lunch so I could get the tapes in the mail and thus and so, and came back and fixed lunch, and Gail came about 12 and ate with us, and then about 1 o'clock she left to go play bridge and left Trey with me. And oh, Elsa Lynn, he was just the most precious little boy, and I didn't have any trouble with him whatsoever. And I called Charlene, and she has a little boy that's 2 months older than Trey, and then one that's 4 years old. And so I took Trey and Charlene and her two boys, and we went downtown. And they have this big Santa sleigh that's pulled by, it's a team of little Shetland ponies, and there's about 8 or 10 ponies that pull it. And of course, it's such a huge sleigh that it takes a little motor that really pull it, but it, you know, looks like the ponies are doing all the work, which they're not. And old Trey just really enjoyed that. And then we went back to Charlene's. And, of course, Trey's not around children, you know. And so he's so carried away with little kids. And he just played with the two boys and played and played and played with them. And when we went to leave, I want you to know, he just cried his little old heart out and would hang on to Charlene. And, oh, he didn't want to leave David and Jeff. And he'd just cry and cry. And so she gave him a sucker. So that pacified him until we could get out of the driveway and home. And then when I got him home, well, oh goodness, Terry was fixing to go to a sorority dinner, and she was supposed to fix a fruit salad and a cake, and it was over at the teacher's house that the party was going to be held. And so Terry just fixed the cake up in a batter and got it all ready to take over there, and so it would cook while they were eating. So Trey was just right under, you know, watching every move she's making. And so I was reading some mail and trying to get my bank statement to balance and things like this. And so anyway, I fed him an apple, and then he drank some milk, and then he ate some crackers, and then I gave him a bowl of cereal. And by that time she had left, and it was about 5:15 or so, I guess, and he was real whiny. And I knew that he was sleepy because right after we came in here, Stephanie, I tried to get him to go to sleep, and he just nearly went to sleep until Terry came in from school, and then I just made him get up because I knew he wouldn't go to sleep with her here because he wanted to know, you know, what she was doing and everything. So I laid down with him about 5:15, and he'd just cuddle up next to me and just pat me and sing to me so quiet, and just in a second he was asleep. And I slept with him till about 6 o'clock, I guess, and then Gail came about 6:15, and we woke him up, and I packed my suitcase and I followed her to Oulton. And John was working on building something for the tractor I never did really understand, so he stayed out in the shop all the time. And Gail and I just visited and visited and laughed at Trey. He's just so cute, Elsa Lynn, and so, oh, he's grown up so much, and he's just the funniest thing. He just thinks he's just hilarious, you know, and really has to show out, and you're just not even going to recognize that boy when you come home. And he's the smartest thing and catches on so fast. John came in about 10:30, and we visited for a while, and I was telling him all about your tapes and what you had said and everything, and they really enjoyed that. And then he went on to bed, and Gail and I stayed up till about 1 this morning just talking about babies and families and just really catching up on a lot of visiting. Then this morning I slept till about 10, I guess, and got up, and then Gail and I started getting kind of ready for lunch, and there's a man from A&M that was out with John taking samples off of the pecan trees to take down for A&M to test, you know, for better production and so forth. And he is a retired master sergeant in the service, and he must be, just in his early 50s, and he was just the most interesting thing to talk to. I just really enjoyed visiting with him, and he hadn't been out of the service just too many years. And then, your mother and daddy called at John and Gail's last night, and they'd just gotten in. It was about 10:15, and so we talked, and your daddy tried to convince me that they were still in New York, but I knew better. And they just had the best time, and so I visited with Doc and Bert for a little while and told them I would come out to see them today. So after lunch, Gail took me to see the land that John and his daddy bought, and if they ever build a home, where they'll put it. And anyway, after we got back, I went down to Bert's, and it was about 1:30, and Liz was getting all ready to go to Lubbock to meet Ronnie. Ronnie worked in Lubbock yesterday and today, and then he'll go back to Albuquerque and be there about a week. They're beginning to kind of clean up. But anyway, she was to meet him in Lubbock at 4, and they were going to leave for Dallas because this weekend is their big company Christmas party. And then he has a meeting there in Dallas, and then about Thursday he has to go to Austin for some kind of meeting. So they'll be gone all week, and I gave her Mary Ann's address and everything so that she could call her and talk with her and tell her who she was and how I was doing. And, your mother showed me that the remnants, or mill ends, they call them, that they had bought at this place that buys the material that is left off of a bolt when it's manufactured, and she just had some real pretty material. And she told me all about them going to Macy's and about, she said they really did, they drove about 800 miles once they got up there. This was just sightseeing, and they really enjoyed it and had a good time, and said that Fred and Eunice's had a real nice hardware place, and she was afraid that maybe they were barely making ends meet, but said that they had a real nice place, and she guessed they were doing just fine. And by the way, this tape is just about to run out, so when it does, you just turn it over, and I'll tell you about more what I've been doing. And if I just run out in the middle of the sentence, you just forgive me, because I'm sorry, but I get so involved in talking to you that I can't watch the tape at the same time. And anyway, Doc and Joe and Jewel had gone up to Hereford and Demet today to check on the farm, so I didn't get to visit with Doc. But Bert just, they just enjoyed the trip so much, and she looked so rested, and she asked me all about you, so I told her everything that you had told me on the tape. And if you wondered what that was, Taffy just knocked my suitcase out of the rocker. Just a minute. And anyway, at this big penny store there in New York, Bert had bought these cutest little dolls of the Seven Dwarfs, and she bought 21 of them.